Langdon recalled a recent web-tracking study of students at some Ivy League universities which revealed that even highly intellectual users displayed an instinctual tendency toward denial. According to the study, the vast majority of university students, after clicking on a depressing news article about Arctic ice melt or species extinction, would quickly exit that page in favor of something trivial that purged their minds of fear. Favorite choices included sports highlights, funny cat videos, and celebrity gossip. In ancient mythology, Langdon offered, a hero in denial is the ultimate manifestation of hubris and pride. No man is more prideful than he who believes himself immune to the dangers of the world. Dante clearly agreed, denouncing pride as the worst of the seven deadly sins, and punished the prideful in the deepest ring of the inferno. Sienna reflected a moment and then continued. Zobrist's article accused many of the world's leaders of being in extreme denial, putting their heads in the sand. He was particularly critical of the World Health Organization. I bet that went over well. They reacted by equating him with a religious zealot on a street corner holding a sign that says the end is near. Harvard Square has a couple of those. Yes, and we all ignore them because none of us can imagine it will happen. But believe me, just because the human mind can't imagine something happening doesn't mean it won't. You almost sound like you're a fan of Zobrist's. I'm a fan of the truth, she replied forcefully, even if it's painfully hard to accept. Langdon fell silent, again feeling strangely isolated from Sienna at the moment, trying to understand her bizarre combination of passion and detachment. Sienna glanced over at him, her face softening. Robert, look, I'm not saying Zobrist is correct, that a plague that kills half the world's people is the answer to overpopulation. Nor am I saying we should stop curing the sick. What I am saying is that our current path is a pretty simple formula for destruction. Population growth is an exponential progression occurring within a system of finite space and limited resources. The end will arrive very abruptly. Our experience will not be that of slowly running out of gas. It will be more like driving off a cliff. Langdon exhaled, trying to process everything he had just heard. Speaking of which, she added, somberly pointing up in the air to their right, I'm pretty sure that's where Zobrist jumped. Langdon glanced up and saw that they were just passing the austere stone facade of the Bargello Museum to their right. Behind it, the tapered spire of the Badia Tower rose above the surrounding structures. He stared at the top of the tower, wondering why Zobrist had jumped, and hoped to hell it wasn't because the man had done something terrible and hadn't wanted to face what was coming.